School Varsity Wrestling is on the air. Today's match broadcast is brought to you by A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Health, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons, Daggers, and Games, Free Mark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Monument, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Westside Market, and Young's Drugstore. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com, on the WJMT app, and Alexa. Now, let's send it to Ollie Burrows in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burrows, and we will be dispensing with our American pregame show. We have already started here. Schmerler won his first match with a pin. We are now at 132, and Medford picked up two forfeits. So Medford is up 12-6. This is Medford on the road, and it's a triangular meet, so they started a half hour earlier than we thought. So we apologize for no American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth, but the Blue Jays are already down here. Schmerler's pin at 113. And then there were two forfeits. So the Blue Jays are up, or down, I should say, on two forfeits. So we're in the first period here. They say at 132. So Schmerler was at 113. They say 1 point here in the first period. 49 seconds left on a Daggers and Games clock. And the Blue Jays grappler, I've got no lighting up here. It's a beautiful broadcast facility, but no lighting, so I am stymied as far as what to tell you in terms of overall performance. 28 seconds left in the first. So Schmerler was at 120, and then the 126, 132. They're saying 132 here, with a pair of forfeits, so that was at 106 was a forfeit. And that's the end of the first period. 5 points for the Blue Jays. So at 120, there was a forfeit that made it 12-6, and now we're at 132. So I don't know what happened with 126. So 132, and the Blue Jays are up 5-0 after the first period. And they're having a little bit of a problem with a blood timeout, so we will take one as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMT-FM.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Second period action at 132 for the Blue Jays at 132. I believe this is Sioux Hockey. Brock. But the Blue Jays had forfeits at two forfeits, and I guess they had a double forfeit at 126. It's hard to tell right now. Again, they had a brief announcement, but we're in the dark up here. The light is right over the center of the mat, so it is well lit for us to watch. And there's an escape for the Blue Jays. Hand fighting right now. Blue Jays are up 6-0 in this match, trailing 12-6 in the meet. Again, this is a triangular, so we'll only be covering the Medford Blue Jays portion of it. But then there will be a second match involving Medford, I believe, as well. Again, the Blue Jays are staying very low, the hand fighting. Again, Dom Bellafiore, Big D, was not able to join us tonight, so Downtown is on his own. Not much activity right now as both wrestlers are hand fighting. 36 seconds left in the second period of our 132-pound match. So they must have been starting at 113 and then had the two forfeits, and they'll come back to 1-6. And now there's headgear issue and a blood issue. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom-and-pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
And welcome back to Medford High School. It is the last Great Northern Conference wrestling meet of the year. The Blue Jays come in 5-0. And Medford, I believe, is 2-2. We haven't been able to keep up with everything with all of the snowouts last week. And again, they are continuing to clean the mat. But the way it worked out, and this is 132, and they're checking the headgear on Sioux Hockey. This is Brock. I don't know if this is Brock or Brett coming up, but there were forfeits to Medford at 120 and 126, having started with Schmerler at 113. Again, hand fighting here in the second period. 5 seconds left. Blue Jays up 6-0, and there's the horn. And they're going to start up for the third period. Again, we thought we would have our full American pre-meet show, but they started a half hour early. So I'm just thankful that I got here from Shawno. Trying to break him down right now and move along the mat. The Red Raiders wrestler, he's got the left leg tied up. Suhaki is spinning him now. Suhaki's back on his feet. Got the front face lock. Minute 30 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Gabe's clock in the third period. Blue Jays up 6-0 on points. Suhaki's trying to spin around from right to left. He's over the top. He's got three more. That makes it 9-0. So this would, I believe, make it a major. If you're listening, Dom, text me if I make any mistakes. We're missing the Big D tonight. Minute even on the third period. Suhaki on top. Back to his feet, and then Suhaki takes him down again near the far right side of the net, of the mat. I was going to say the net. Still in bounds. Suhaki's trying to roll him to the inside. He's trying to get to the outside to get to stand up again. It is now 9-0. So it'll be very difficult with 35 seconds left to get the tech fall, but definitely a major, and that'll close the gap to 12-10 if it is. Again, Suhaki trying to roll him from right to left. going cross face. Hasn't been able really to tie up the legs. Got the hands to an extent. He's trying to get it. Now Medford gets him up, and now we have another stoppage. And I don't know if we have a penalty. Nope. Starting Medford down. 15 seconds left. Suhaki gets another warning for a hold. Frankly, I didn't see what it was. Officials right on top of it. 8 seconds left. Suhaki's up 9-0. Brock may be wrestling up at 132. We'll have to see. And there it is. And that will be a major decision. I think that's Brock Suhaki at 132. And that will be a major decision. And that will cut the gap to 12-10 as we go to 38. Brett Suhaki is there. And let's see who's wrestling for the Raiders. Again, the Blue Jays undefeated, 5-0, looking to go undefeated in conference, take that championship. I think this is McVicker, a senior out there. Yep, it is Brett Suhaki and McVicker. 3 points for Suhaki, but one for an escape for McVicker. So Brett's out there. Brett's got a little bit of a height advantage, maybe a bit of wingspan. Now there's another three for him rotating behind. He's up 6-1, another lets him escape. Suhaki hand fighting, going for the side. He's going for the side headlock. Oh, escaping McVicker. 6-2, minute 19 left, second period under Dragons, Daggers, and game clock. Now they're counting, and another three. That makes it 9-2. Suhaki had him on his back. Now two more for 11-2, and now Suhaki almost rolled him from front to back. Two more, that makes it 13-2. Suhaki trying to work around, continuing to work from the back. Again, 48 seconds left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games first period clock. Suhaki up 13-2, needs four more to get to a tech fall, which would put the Blue Jays up. Suhaki against, working from the side, trying to roll him from right to left. And now he's got him rolled. He's arching his back, and now he rolls back. McVicker rolls back. Now Suhaki again tries to roll him. McVicker's trying to get out of bounds. 18 seconds left. Suhaki gets the pin. That will go at 145. So pin at 145. So Brock Suhaki gets the pin, and that puts the Blue Jays up 16-12. So the forfeits are what gave the Raiders the 12. Now coming up, this should be at 144. Zuliger, and it says Brown here. Very quickly, Merrill all down on his knees, being spun around, 360, three turns. And there very quickly into a near fall. Now they're counting. So Brown trying to get off his back. Minute 36 left, and there it is at 25 seconds of the first period. And that will give Medford an 18-16 lead. So the Merrill wrestler at 144, it's listed as Brown Greenwald, had a very quick time. He got down on all fours and three rotations for Zuliger, the sophomore. Now we're at 144, 150, excuse me. And that's Coates out there. Coates, single leg takedown, gets three. Blue Jays trailing in the meet, 18-16 up here. Coates, not even to get into position for hand fighting right here. Now he's got, had the arm tied up. Hand fighting, and now again, Coates, and Coates shoots it, takes him down. On the back, that's another three, that's 6-1. Minute 15 left in the period. He's trying to spin. And I'm not sure who's at 150 because they don't show a 150 wrestler for them. And now he's got him in a cradle. He's trying to fight his way out of bounds. Coates has got him in a position. And a referee's watching for the out of bounds. Three more. That should make it 9-1. And he's trying to drag him back in. Again, Blue Jays trailing. 18-16 in the meet. 10-1 now for Coates. Coates is keeping his feet in. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And he's trying to roll him back, and he's got him, and he gets the pin at 1:33 on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. And that takes the score to 22-18, Blue Jays. So Coates does the job there, but they were so close to out of bounds. Excellent work by Ryan Coates. Or was that Skick? And we will get the forfeit at 157. That was Skick. I apologize, I am working here. It's a beautiful facility, but it's in the dark. Skick gets the pin, then the forfeit that takes it to 28-18. And then at 165, it will be another forfeit. So the Blue Jays now go up 34-18. Which takes us up 175. Hunter Opper is out there for the Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays up in the meet comfortably, 34-18. Out there for Tischendorf, the senior, out there for Medford. There's three for the takedown for Opper. Lets him up for one. Minute 32 in the first period on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Takedown for three more. And it looked like he wanted to let him escape, but then he takes him right back down again. No point was called for the escape, so I don't think that there will be. There's the counting. Going for the near fall. Getting him on his back, but not able to maintain position. He couldn't get the leverage. And the Medford grappler, Tischendorf, the senior, now gets the escape point. So it is 10-2 with the near fall. Getting out of bounds. No, three more, and that's going to make it 13-2. So here we are with 43 seconds left in the first period, and Hunter Opper will be up, and Tischendorf will be down. Four more, and it will be a tech fall. But I'm sure Opper wants to get that pin. He's got him an arm bar, got a wrist on the opposite arm, right wrist tied up under the left arm. Now he's trying to spin. Now Opper changes, almost tried to grasp across the face. Now he's got him across the chin. And now he's got him on his back. counting. Hopper's got him in the cradle. Squirming around like a fish on a line. And gets back on his side with 5 seconds left. 4-2-1. And there's the end of the first period with Hunter Hopper at 175, up 17-2. And that will be a Tech fall at 2 minutes. So right at the end of the first period, and that makes it 39-18. So the Blue Jays heading toward that undefeated record in Great Northern Conference action and a wrestling conference title. Then we have a forfeit here at 190. That's Schulke. So Schulke gets the forfeit. That takes it up to 45-18. And this brings out the Klugmeister, Noah Klug, at 215. And he looks hungry. Jackson Meyer, the sophomore, senior versus sophomore. Trying the underhook. Breaks away. Goes high now. He's getting ready to try to shoot the legs. Klugmeister hand fighting. He's got the Medford wrestler's got the height advantage. But Klug is moving. He's got him low. Got him in a single leg on the outside. Down for three. And Klug lets him back up. And he comes right back in. I think he's about to get a little education. And that's Jackson Meyer. He's being driven back to the far side of the mat, now coming in. Klug's trying to work his way around. Oh, tries to give him a head throw, and there goes down gently but firmly. Another 3 points. Klug up with 50 seconds left in the first period on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Lets him up, so 6-3 or 6-2? Let's see. 6-2, so two takedowns and two escapes. Klug's hand fighting got him tied up. Pretty much driving Jackson wherever he wants to drive him. Meyer about to get picked up again. There's another one. Klug's got the left leg, but he couldn't get him down. And there it is. There's the three. Now it's up to 9-2. 10 seconds left in the first period on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Downtown Ollie Burroughs from the Westside Market broadcast booth. Again, we apologize. No American pre-meet show, but there was the problem. They, with this being a triangular, moved it up a half hour, and we didn't know. So my apologies, but remember, American brings you all of the pre-meet, pre-game shows from the Westside Market broadcast booth. Klug chooses to go down in the second period, up 9-2. He's trying to break the hands free, and he does, and he immediately goes down. His hand fighting, he's got him tied up. Oh, but Klug, they're saying no. Klug is down now, but no points for the takedown. Mayer gets him back up, so it's now 10-2. Klug gets the escape. He's got his right leg, and he takes him down. Three more. That makes it 13-2. Minute 20 left in the second period on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Klug trying to roll him from right to left. They're counting. And there's the pin at 253 in the second, and that will be 51-18. Klug with the pin. Again, this meet going very quickly. I do not know if there will be And at Josh Gustum at 285. And that is going to be the end at with another 6 points. 57-18. I don't know what happened at 106, but we'll be taking a quick break and we'll be back. One of our fastest meets yet. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Now, we're trying to figure out what's happening. Medford has cleared their area, and we ended up starting, instead of having the pregame show or the pre-meet show, we went straight into our first matches. So if you were tuning in right now to catch it, it appears that at 106, and I'm trying to figure it out here because they gave us some announcements, but then things didn't quite go as they was. Schmerler got a pin in the first period to go up 6-0, then forfeits at 120 and 126, put Medford up 12-6. Brock Suhaki with a major decision, and he was at about 10-2, as I recall. That cut it to 12-10, then pins at 138 for Brett Suhaki, took it to 16-12, and then a pin at 144 in 25 seconds. Yeah, you heard me right, in 25 seconds. And the Blue Jays went down then to 18-16, but from there on, Skick with a pin at 133 to take it to 22-18. Coates got a forfeit at 165. There was a forfeit as well, and that put the Blue Jays up 34-18. A tech fall for Opper at 175 made it 39-18. A forfeit for Shoki made it 45-18 at 190. Klug with a pin at 251 made it 51-18, Blue Jays, and then a forfeit. Now, I'm trying to figure out exactly what we're going to be seeing next, and it looks like the Blue Jays are going to be wrestling again, and this will give us an opportunity to give you more coverage. And we'll have to see if this is JV action or what, but we'll get to it. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Simply Stitched and Tomahawk offers embroidery, screen printing, and more. Custom gifts, personal or business apparel, blankets, memorial teddy bears, hats, outerwear, and more. Too much to list, but never short on ideas. Bring your imagination and create your brand at Simply Stitched and Tomahawk on Main Street.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. The Blue Jays are still on their side. They were on our to my right. And there's Gilman wrestlers to the left. So I guess there may be some matches with Gilman. And then Gilman's going to have some matches as well. It's a triangular with the Medford Raiders, but again, the Blue Jays go to 6-0, Great Northern Conference champions with that 57-18 win. One pin and two forfeits. What happened at 106? I don't know if that was a double forfeit and no points were given. So I think it must have been a double forfeit at 106, so there were no points. But again, Schmerler wins by pin at 113. A major decision for Brock Suhaki at 132, a pin for Brett Suhaki, only at 144, and I'm not sure which of the wrestlers was at 144. It shows only Xander Brown Greenwald. But after that, it was forfeit for Coates, a forfeit at 165, and I don't know if that was Grit or Tegan Drake. And then at 175, Opper with a tech fall. And that took it up to 39-18. Schulke wins by forfeit. Klug with a pin. And Gustum by forfeit. And we're getting ready for the second part of the meet. So we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road. Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. And now we have a second forfeit. Now they set up to 13 points. Now I don't know. So that was at 150 and they left it at 150. So Gilman has only four or five wrestlers. And that's 12-0 for the Blue Jays. So that has to be at 157. They're not changing the weights. Again, Gilman has only four or five wrestlers. And the Blue Jays pick up a third forfeit. And this is the challenge that the smaller schools are facing. So that makes it 18-0. And I'm not sure where Gilman's going to have their wrestlers. Because here's a fourth forfeit. So the Blue Jays have picked up four forfeits, and I'm waiting to see, because there's one wrestler who's getting ready to come. And here we finally have a match. Now, they continue to say at 150, and so we will have a match here. The Blue Jays are up now, and this will be Skick out there. Skick going up. And I'm not sure who he's going up against. So four straight forfeits. Skick is out there. Minute 49 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Gilman wrestler has a height advantage. Skick's hand fighting. Got armbar. There he goes with the single leg outside takedown. He's got him up on one leg and spinning him around. And again, the Gilman wrestler has a height advantage over Skick. Skick takes him down, but again, he does get the three. And Skick lets him escape, but he really doesn't separate much there. And taking him down, the Gilman wrestler, and goes out of bounds before he was able to get the points. So one for the escape for Gilman. A minute 12 left in the first period on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. I think they made a mistake. They have it down to second period. They were both up. Skicks behind him, but on his head, and trying to tie him up with his legs. And Skick stays on his knees. Gilman Wrestler's got his right leg tied up, now going to the left ankle, but very precarious hold at best. And Skick got reverses now. No reversal points, but he did get on top of now and spinning around the Gilman Wrestler. But unfortunately, he's not able to get to a tripod position. And now from behind, again, no points given. Skick is trying to reverse it, picking him up from a kneeling position. But this is very difficult for Remington Skick because he's got a height disadvantage. One of the few times, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's going to be it. End of the first period. Skick looks over to Coach Suhaki, who tells him to take the down position. So second period action now. They've got the clock corrected. Skick is up 2-0. Blue Jays have gotten four straight forfeits. And trying to take him down, Skick is unable to escape, moving to the far side of the mat. Gilman Wrestler's got the left ankle tied up. Skick is trying to break that hold, and he does. Now he gets to his feet, and he's driven out of bounds. And they're going to signal down position again for Skick. 1:24 left in the second period on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. And not being able to see anybody be able to get that fireman's carry this match. Gilman Wrestler's got him wrapped up, got the right leg wrapped up. Skick is trying to leverage. Now he's got his legs almost free, but then the Gilman Wrestler pulls it back down. Again, Blue Jays won the conference leading sixth match handily, 57-18, only two forfeits and a one pin at, I think it was 165. Now, again, no points are going. We're 55 seconds left in the second period. They're not stalling, but neither wrestler has got a, Gilman's got a wrist lock on the left side, and now he's going with half Nelson. And boy, he's got Skick's face down in the mat right now. Remington's trying to break that hold. A little frustration for the Gilman wrestler because he can't get the leverage even though he has a height advantage. 26 seconds left in the second period. Only 3-1 on points. Skick with one takedown in the first period and the escape. And now, no! Skick now gets a reversal for two. That makes it 5-1. 10 seconds left in the second period, trying to break him down. And the Gilman wrestler tries to roll out to his right side, but Skick's got him down with 2-1 and end of the second period. So Remington Skick with one reversal there in the second period, having started from the down position. And let's see what the Gilman wrestler wants to do. He's taking the down position. Skick is going to go from right to left, coming up on Gilman's right side. Skick watches the Gilman wrestler try to sit out and lets him escape. Wants to start working from the front. Got a hand tie. Both wrestlers forehead to forehead now. Skick is having a little disadvantage because of the height differential. He's on the short end. Now he's continuing to hand fight, trying to break away. Again, he tries for the takedown, and he's got him down, but no points yet. Now there's the three. That makes it 8-2 with a minute 28 left in the match in third period. Now Skick trying to work from front to back. Now he's got him back, and now there's three more, and that makes it 11-3. That's going to make it a major at this point if he holds on. Minute 12 left. Skick keeps the Gilman wrestler from escaping. He's got him hands locked, and now he's trying to roll him. But Gilman gets back on his knees. And we've got 49 seconds left in the third. And Skick is definitely in control. He's now up 11-3. But he's got to be careful here with 36 seconds left. Gilman wrestlers trying to get to the rear. 1 point there. No more points. It's still 11-3. 25 seconds left. Neither wrestler has been able to get the leverage that's needed. Now a leg lock and a reversal for two for the Gilman wrestler. That makes it 11-6-5. So there goes the major. But the Blue Jays have picked up four forfeits and trying to go in with 3 seconds left. 2 points for a reversal. That takes it back to a major. And so that should take it up to 28-0. So Skick gets the major, 13-5. That should make it 28-0. We'll have to see what, if my calculations, Skick wins it. And they're not changing the weight class, but here we have another pair. So that's up to 28-0. I was right on the major. Skick after the four forfeits. Now they're saying at 157. Coates is out there against Naner for Gilman. Blue Jays up in the second meet of this triangular, 28-0. There's Coates with the takedown. Gets to behind Sawyer. Sawyer's trying to break the hand. Minute 30 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games first period clock. Both wrestlers back to their knees. Oh, tries to throw Skick, or his Coates, excuse me. Coates breaks down, breaks the arm hold, the side headlock. Moves him toward the center of the mat. Still only 3-0. A minute 10 left in the first period on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. There's an escape for Sawyer from Gilman. Sawyer's hand fighting. They both spin away. Coates watches Sawyer drop down to his knees, but doesn't try to match positions with him. Got a wrist lock on the left arm of Sawyer, and Sawyer tries to pull him down. Now Coates goes with him, and Coates has got him down, and we'll see if it's going to be three. That'll be three more. 6-1 with 30 seconds left in the first. Sawyer's trying to get back to his feet. Coates shifts positions. He's got that left leg tied up, and now Sawyer escapes. But Coates is behind him, so there'll be no escape. When I said escapes, he broke the hold. Now Sawyer's working on that right leg, and again, Sawyer's trying to get off his knees. 5 seconds left here in the first. Coates up 6-1. So Ryan Coates will go into the second period up 6-1. So there must have been some problems at the weights for those four forfeits. And Coates is going to start down here in the second. Sawyer working behind him from the left side. Coates is on his knees, trying to do a sit out. Sawyer keeps rolling him around counterclockwise. Minute 45, second period on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. There's an escape for Coates. He's up 7-1. They're back to standing position, back to hand fighting. Coates is trying to get into position to take another. There he does, the single leg takedown outside, but quickly getting it back. And now it's 3 points for Coates. Now they're counting the near fall. And it's Coates who's now in the position. because he got worked from side to side, and Coates gets back to his knees. So that cut the score 7-4 on that takedown. Coates has tried to get back up. Now he's got him over. There's a reversal for two, 9-8. On his back, Coates has tried to get him toward the side. 50 seconds left in our second period, and there it is. At 3:14, 1:57, so there was some problem with weights. Skick was at 150. 157 at 3:14 is Coates. So we'll have to go back four weights. And then another forfeit at 165. And at 175, and 190, Shilkey gets the forfeit. That takes it up to 52-0. Let's see if Klug is going out there now at 250. I think that was Klug at 215 with a forfeit. 58-0. And Josh Gushtum's going out at 285. And there will be another wrestler. So this is the fourth match. So prior to 150, you've got, as Gushtum starts out, 144. 138. 120 and 113. And it must have been a double forfeit again at 106. So Gushtum is out there quickly taking him down for 3 points. Blue Jays up in this second meet. There's only four Gilman wrestlers. And we've had two pins and a major fall. And there's Gushtum at 47 seconds. So Gushtum pins at 47 seconds, and that makes the final score 64-0. But again, there were only three or four Gilman wrestlers. Pinned by Coates. A pin by Gushtum, Skick with a major fall. So that made it 64, and now back at 103, or 106, it was a forfeit, which makes the final score 64-16. So there were three matches, a pin by Coates at 3:14, a major fall with Skick at 150, a pin by Gushtum, and then a forfeit at 106. So we're going to take another break. That's the end of our two matches, I should say our two meets. You've been listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto blasts, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts offer fun debit card designs, customized limits, and tools to help parents get their teens started on their path of financial education. With your guidance and the online tutorials and activities offered by Park City Credit Union in their Youth Financial Wellness Center, your child will gain skills for a bright financial future. Visit a Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
And welcome back to our incredible bank post-meet show. Shorter broadcast than we anticipated in the first half of the meet. It was the Blue Jays 57-18 over the Medford Raiders to take the conference title 6-0 in dual meets. Again, Schmerler had a pin, a major decision for Brock Suhaki, a pin for Brett Suhaki. The one match that didn't come out well was Xander Brown Grenwald. Got pinned at 144 and 25 seconds. Then Skick came back with a pin. A tech fall for Opper with Coates and, I believe, Drake. I'm not sure who got the forfeit at 165. Opper with a tech fall, as I said, at 175. And Klug with a pin at 251. And then in the second half of the meet, it was a pin for major decision after four forfeits for Skick. Coates with a pin at 314 and Gustam with a pin in 47 seconds with one forfeit at 106. But the final score there was 64-6 in favor of the Blue Jays. Again, there were only four wrestlers for the Gilman squad tonight. We're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you what's coming up. We've got a busy few days. You've been listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just two doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Varsity Wrestling.
And welcome back to Raider Hall, as they call it here. Got a little premature with our close there, but the Blue Jays do win both halves of this triangular. I guess there will be some wrestling between Medford and Gilman shortly. But tomorrow night, 5:15 pregame, soon as I can get there from Shawano, it will be a girls and then boys basketball doubleheader from Mosinee. Blue Jay girls trying to get through the second half of the conference season with some gains. The boys been fighting for first place. Monday, the boys are playing basketball. We'll try to keep you updated on that, but we will be in Shawano for that makeup of the Hall of Fame weekend, a special tournament weekend that went awry when a team pulled out on AD Chris Hahn. And last week we were supposed to play him on Monday, and Shawano Hawks, who are having a strong season, have been ill all week. They had not enough skaters for Monday. They've only started to practice, because I've always been honest with you, I teach over in Shawano, and it's going to be the Hawks at 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock the puck drops against EMU. And it has been officially announced now that at the end of this season, the EMU co-op with Wausau East has been dissolved. We'll give you more details as we have them available. We knew that this was a possibility. It had been voted on. It was just officially announced. Our very good friend, WBA award-winning broadcaster Chad Holmes, sent me the text about it, so I knew I could talk about it. And we'll see if we can get information and get an interview with Chris Hahn or some other people about the subject. So at the end of the season, the EMU co-op will be dissolved, and that means Wausau East will be looking for a new partner so they can continue the hockey. But the problem will be, to be very frank with you, which conference. Blue Jays, of course, want to go Great Northern, but will they be allowed to? And that's a WIAA matter as well. But that will be Monday hockey, and then Tuesday, as we see it now, a very special broadcast. We haven't been able to bring you as much boys basketball as we want with all of the schedule changes and vagaries of travel and internet, but we will be bringing you both JV and varsity. Shawano Hawks are coming to the Merrill Fieldhouse. Again, a 5:15 pregame, 5:45 tip on the JV and varsity to follow. So again, here from Raider Hall in Medford in the first duel, the conference duel finale, Blue Jays win 57-18 and then come in with 64-6 win over Gilman in the second third of the triangular. So until tomorrow night, and I will get there as soon as I can to Mosinee. We are shooting for a 5:15 pregame. This is Downtown Ollie. You've been listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Varsity Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's match was brought to you by A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Health, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons, Daggers, and Games, Remark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Monument, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop,
Westside Market, and Young's Drugstore. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports Broadcast for your listening at any time on our podcast page at WJMTFM.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Wrestling on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.